So we're so grateful for that wonderful love that he has shown us and continues to show us every day. Please, Master, join me in a word of prayer to our Heavenly Father. Father, we love you so much because you first loved us and loved us with an everlasting love. And we are so grateful for that unfailing love. Lord, let us live out of your love for us and declare your power to the next generation. We praise you, Jesus, for this call. For our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our mother eagle, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherstein. Give them your full blessings, Lord, adding no sorrow to them. We thank you for Artists International, Mama and Papa Diaz de Leon and their entire family, as well as the entire Artists International organization and family. Thank you for Godmother Dorothy Cook and the Kings of Artists. Thank you for every listener and speaker on this call and those who will listen to this call in the future. Holy Spirit, open up our hearts and ears to hear and receive the message from your mouthpiece today. Give us a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, poured into our laps. In King Jesus' name we pray. For your kingdom, your power, and your glory forever. Amen and amen. Well, my TMC family, I'm Rebecca Thomas, and it was an honor and a Jesus joy privilege to greet you and praise the Lord with you on this Through Faith in His Blood Thursday morning. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Okay. God bless you, and thank you for greeting and seating everyone this morning. I tell you on this with a joyful heart that you always have when you come on the line and giving God glory in all that you do. We so appreciate you. And thank you for that wonderful tag, Through Faith and His Blood Thursday. Amen. That's a preach, you know. Yes, it is. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome again, TMC family, to the Master's Call, which we call the Telecommunication Sanctuary. We're so grateful that God has given us another day to glorify his holy and righteous name. I'm Brenda Terrell here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Rebecca, welcome you and say thank you for joining us this morning. Now, if this is your first time being here on the Master's Call, you are in for a treat because we are here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific, and I tell you, God blesses every time we join together. So invite your family and friends to join with us and tell them it's a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. We're so grateful that this call was started back in 2010 in October through two anointed and appointed women of God, and we call them our co-founders, and we love them to life. They are our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our mother eagle, and then we have Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is Miss Super Fantastic, and some call her Dr. Dimples. Okay, we got a lot of nicknames, you guys, but I tell you, we are a family who loves one another, and thank God for all that they do here on the Master's Call. Now, this call was established on Scripture, Psalms 88:13, and it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, again, another way to tell people to listen, you want to get enriched, enhanced, and empowered, get on the Master's Call. Now, we encourage you also to go to our website. Yes, we have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll see that all messages have been archived there, yes, since 2010. And then we have the bios of our speakers. And you'll notice that we have a theme for the year, and it says, "In 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen." Praise God. Now, we're also on a corporate fast, and we're on day 31 of that fast, and it's been truly a blessing. And the directives are listed on the website as well as the different things that we're praying for. We're believing God for a mighty, mighty breakthrough with us, as well as with this call, as well as with the company we're associated with, and I'll share that with you. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, such as the Greta as wonderfully as a minister Rebecca did, or you might want to host, which is what I'm doing, or you might just have a word from the Lord that you want to share, and we definitely want to hear. We'll submit that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, I had mentioned about this wonderful company that many of us are a part of. It is Artists International. This is the thread that brought us together here on the Master's Call, and we're so grateful for this God-ordained health and wellness company. I call it the best company on this side of heaven. Yes, it is. Why? Because we are sharing wonderful, wonderful products with people that are changing their lives, and I tell you, it's nothing like it. When you don't have your health, what do you have? So we're helping people get healthy again. This company was established 25 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family, and we're excited because we are, all roads are leading to Las Vegas, Nevada. Yes, I tell you, we're going to have a kickoff there February 16th and 17th, so it's not too late to join us, you guys. Come on out there and I tell you, be a part of a phenomenon that's going to take place. That's what I believe. I believe a great thing is going to take place there. So that's going to be held at the Planet Hollywood Hotel. So meet us there February 16th and 17th. Now, we also, if you have a back office, go to the back office and get information, get signed up, and it's free to go, so just sign up and register. Okay, now we also have the new morning motivational call is coming up next after this call, and we have that call every Monday through Friday. It was established by our phenomenal Platinum President, Dr. Dorothy Cook, and she passed it on to some leaders, I tell you, that has taken this call to a great new level, and it is, I tell you, the information that we get is phenomenal. That number is 641-715-3865, 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND, 539-598-POUND. And I tell you, you'll be thrilled at the information that you'll get there on the new morning motivational call. Now, I'm not going to prolong the time because we are ready to hear a mighty, mighty word from the Lord once more and again. And I am so pleased and thrilled to introduce to you a young lady. I tell you, we call her our songbird. She is a blessing to the masses. And I'm just not saying that literally. She is a blessing because she's always there, willing to help as often as she can. She resides in Southern California. She is a graduate of California State University, Long Beach, where she earned a BS degree in criminal justice. She's single, saved, and satisfied with Jesus. Oh, yes, she is, okay? She is the mother of one son, Kalon Taj Williams, and he is a phenomenal young man. She is currently employed by the city of Culver City in the transportation department, and she's always doing something. If it's not for the job, it's for her family and even for artist family. She's a born-again believer. She loves the Lord. She loves people. She loves to share what she has, and she's got a lot of great wealth of information in her heart, her mind, and her spirit. She loves to travel, encourage others, and support others, which she does so lovingly. She is a basketball mom. Okay, look forward to Kalon being a phenomenon. Okay, that's all I got to say. Look forward, because not only is he a basketball giant, he is also trained to be a young man in the army of God, and he is a blessing. Such a blessing. She believes that she has raised her son in a way that he should go, and he will, when he gets old, he will not depart from it, and I believe that with her. Now, Minister Tiffany is who I'm talking about. Minister Tiffany Paris Lauderdale, as I say, resides in Southern California. I'm getting out of the way because she is a God who stands on God's word, Jeremiah 29:11, knowing that God has a great plan for her and that she is working in the army of the Lord, going forth in power and might, standing on his word in every step of her way. I introduce to some, present to others, none other than Minister Tiffany Paris Lauderdale. Are you there, my sister?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God morning TMC family. It is such a blessing to be here in the land of the living, and I am so excited about what God is doing in this season. Thank you, Minister Rebecca, for seating us and greeting us and for tagging the day through faith and through his blood, because definitely I know that because of having faith, a little bit of faith in God, and knowing that the blood still works, makes a major difference in our lives. And this call has truly been a blessing to me, and I thank God for you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and to you, Dr. Vanessa, for saying yes. For without you saying yes, we would not have this platform. So, Father God, I just thank you for allowing me to be in another day. I thank you that you are doing newer and greater things in my life. I thank you that you are my creator, you are my redeemer, you are my restorer, you are my peace. And I ask right now, as I would open my mouth to speak, that the words that come out will not be Tiffany, but they will be you in me. And so I give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, and it is well. And I decree it and declare it, and it is so, in Jesus' name. Well, this is the month of love, February 2016. And I've heard so many people already say in these 4 days, well, I don't have a boyfriend, I don't have a boo, I don't have anyone to love me. And I just kind of look at them like with a blank stare on my face, and they kind of say, well, why are you looking at me like that? I said, because there is someone who loves you. There is someone that wants to be your boo if you let them. There is someone that loves you unconditionally every single day, and did you eliminate him from the equation? And they go, well, what are you talking about? I said, God is your boo. God loves you. So in this month of February, don't feel like because it's Valentine's Day is coming up and nobody's sending you flowers or bringing you candy or knocking on your door with the Pandora bracelet that you are left out, because God loves you every single day. And so this fast has been absolutely phenomenal for me in this season, like never before. God is showing up not only in my life and Kaylon's life, but those that are connected around us. When I tell you that praise reports are coming in, they are coming in on a daily basis. So many people who have been on, the artist corporate fast and the TMC fast, and then there's churches who are having fasted. So many great things and greater and new things are happening in this atmosphere and in this season. But we have to make sure that we make God mandatory. So if you've heard me any length of time, you've heard me use a word that I came up with, and that word is amazing. God is amazing. And how do you spell that word? Let me spell it for you, and today we're going to talk about it. Why, what it means to Tiffany, and hopefully these characteristics will be the same for you. AWEMAZING. So the title of this message today is God is Amazing. So let's look at the A in amazing. God is Abba Father. Anybody who's heard Dr. Vanessa has heard Dr. Vanessa say, Daddy God, Daddy God. See, there was a time in my life when I'm a daddy's girl. And there was a time that came in my life, and my mother actually told me this before she passed away, that someone would move into our life and my dad would remarry, and the person that he would remarry would not be anything similar to who she was. She would be completely different, but never would I have realized that this woman would step in and remove my dad from my life, or think that I was just too close to him, that she just wanted to completely pull him away. And so during that time, I have really, really trusted and depend on God to be my daddy God. And so God is Abba Father. In Romans 8 and 15 in the NIV, it says, the spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship or daughtership, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. See, God is our Father at all times. So no matter if your physical father is not here, Daddy God is our Father at all times. Can somebody say hallelujah? Let's look at the W in amazing. God is wonderful. What does that mean? He's marvelous. He's glorious. He's magnificent. He is superb. Isaiah 9 and 6, and this is coming from the NIV, says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And so God is wonderful. God is also eternal. That's the E. What does eternal mean? That means without an end. That means everlasting. That means from generation to generation to generation, God is eternal. He exists forever. We are born and we die. We are born and we die. But God is eternal. In Revelation 22 and 13, it says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the first and the last. I am the beginning and the end. That means eternal. That means that he never ends. It never ends for us. Our lives may end, but God is eternal. In Isaiah 26 and 4, it says, trust confidently in the Lord forever. He is your fortress, your shield, your banner. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock, the rock of ages, meaning that it's continuing. Let's look at the M in amazing. God is merciful. What does that mean? That he is forgiving us daily. God forgives us, even when we don't forgive our own self. God forgives us on a daily basis. He is compassionate. He is mild. He's kind. And he is sympathetic to our needs. In Deuteronomy 4 and 31, it reads, for the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not abandon or destroy you or forget the covenant with your ancestors, which he confirmed to them by oath. God is merciful to us at all times, and we must be open to receive his mercy. When people have come in our lives and we thought those people were going to be there for a lifetime, and then all of a sudden they disappear, we are wounded and we are hurt. Some of the relationships that we are in today, we need to actually release those people, but we're holding on to them. But sometimes you got to let them go. And I don't know who that was for, but I'm just saying, some things you just got to let go up and trust God. He will never abandon you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never turn his back on you. He will never stab you in the back. He is a merciful God. And not only that, let's look at the A. God is awesome. Psalms 47 and 2 says, for the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King of over all the earth. See, he's not just in charge here, in control here in California. He's not just in control in Houston. He's not just control in New York. He's not just in control in New Jersey. He's not just in control in Mississippi. He's not just in control in Tennessee. He is in control over the whole world. Even when we think that we're in control and we're doing something, let the truth be known, we're not. God is in control of the whole wide world, and that is the kind of awesome God that we serve. Let's look at the Z in amazing. God is zealous. Let's look at the word zeal first. Let me just define that, because I know some of you may be saying, what is that word? And that's spelled Z-E-A-L-O-U-S. So zeal, the definition means great energy or enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause or an objective. So God is zealous, meaning that he shows zeal to us every single day. Why? Because he loves us. He's passionate with us. He's devoted. He's fervent. He adores us. He loves us. He loves us every single day. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Everlasting life meaneth last forever. And who would give up their son for someone that they didn't even know who was going to come into existence? Because God made us. He is our maker. That to be another M. But, I mean, God loves us so, so much. And when we take time to actually be intimate with God, yes, that's what I said, intimate with God, your whole life will change. How do I know that? Because, see, I always, by watching TV, thought that I needed to actually physically have a man in my life. Okay? TV makes you think that you always have to have somebody on your right, on your right side, that you could actually hold on to at all time. But see, I am in a season of singleness. And in that season of singleness, it took me a long time to realize that all I needed to do was to allow God to love me and me to love him back. And so as I have gone through this journey and knowing that God loves me and that I should not and will not go out and run after any man, because the Bible says he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So that means that when it is my time and my season, if that is for me, then God will connect me to that person without me going out picking out Bobo and Bozo. I don't have to do that because God knows what I need. See, my choices that I picked out were not good choices. You know, that they were coming from my emotions or from my flesh. But I have learned to be still in my singleness and wait on God. In 2 Kings 19:31, it reads, "For out of Jerusalem will come a remnant, and out of Mount Zion a band of survivors. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." So that is the Z in amazing. Let's look at the I in amazing. God is immutable, means that he is unchanging over time. 1 Samuel 15:29 reads, "And also the glory of Israel will not lie or change his mind, for he is not a man that he should change his mind." Why? 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, "All of God's promises are yes and amen." So see, God's promises do not expire. They don't have an expiration date. They're always yes and amen. Why? Because he said it and he doesn't change. See, we change every day. You know, we could change our emotions. We could change our attitudes. We could change the way we walk. We could change the way we talk. We could change our hair. But God is immutable and he is unchanging all the time. God is near. Let's look at the end. God is near. Psalms 145:18 reads, "The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth." So when you feel lonely, just remind yourself, no, I'm not lonely. God is near. He's near to you at all times. He is never far away from you, even when it seems like you're in that dark tunnel where you can't see anything, where you're in the fog and you don't know what's ahead of you. Just keep on trusting and know that God is near. And the final letter, in amazing, God is great. Psalm 145 and 3 reads, God, great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. And most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. See, nobody can even get close to who God is. When you put God first in your life, as it says in Matthew 6:33, to seek ye first the kingdom of God, when he comes first, no one can take his place. No one should take his place. If you have put somebody up above who you think God is in your life, then kick them off the pedestal right now and put God there. And watch what he will do in your life. I'm telling you, God is showing up mightily. We said that in through me in 2016, God's glory shall be seen. And I'm telling you right now, God is showing up. I'm telling you, keep on trusting him. Keep on obeying what the prophet and the prophetess are telling you to do in this season, because they are speaking about what God is saying to us loud and clear. I have never heard the sounds that I hear in my ear from the kingdom coming straight from heaven like never before, because I position myself in a place of posture where I can receive with anticipation and expectation greater and new things. Because every single day I get up, I say, greater and new things are coming in my life. And God, I thank you because you are amazing. So as God has been amazing to you, my prayer for each and every single one of you today and through the rest of this month of love is that you will make God amazing in your life. Back over to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise God, praise God. God is amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that profound and amazing word this morning. And I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your holy and righteous name in all the earth. We thank you, Father, for this amazing word that you gave us this morning. Lord God, we just want to sup with you each and every day, Father. So we ask you, Father, since we have been reminded how great you are, Lord God, we're asking, Lord, that you bless Minister Tiffany and her son, Kalon, that you pour back into her the virtues, Lord God, that she needs. Lord God, we know that you will meet her every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, for even blessing her with the desire of her heart, oh God. We thank you in advance, oh God, for keeping her in perfect peace as her mind is stayed on you. We thank you, Father, for keeping her son in a mighty way, oh God. We thank you that no weapon formed against them will prosper, and every tongue rise against them will cease. We glorify you, Father, because you're being glorified through their lives in such a mighty way. So we thank you, Father, for using her to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. And Father, we thank you for our dear Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you, Lord, that you have kept them in such a mighty way, Father. We ask that you continue to bless them, strengthen them, Lord God. Bless Mother Josie like never before, Father God. Bless those that concerns them, Father, in every way. We ask you, Father, to bless this family, the TMC family. Lord God, we thank you that we will go forth in your word, in your power, in your anointing, realizing who we are in Christ Jesus, because we serve an amazing God. And it's through faith and through your precious blood that this has been done, Lord God. So we ask that you continue to bless the bereaved families. Keep them, Father. Johnny Brooks and his family and all those, Lord God, I'm not calling every name because you know who they are. And we thank you, Father, for strengthening them, keeping them in perfect peace, Lord God. We glorify you, Father, for doing the work for those that are sick and shut in, for healing them, because you are the balm in Gilead. We give you glory, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, this has been a wonderful, wonderful word. You want to go back and hear this message again about how amazing God is. And that number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. 432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-POUND. And don't forget, the new morning motivational call is coming up next, and that number is 641-715-3865. And the pin is 539-598-POUND. And we thank you, Minister Rebecca, for that wonderful, wonderful tag in his through faith and in his blood. Thursday, we glorify God for you, for greeting and seating the people. And we thank you, Minister Tiffany, for giving us such an amazing word this morning. We glorify God for you. Would you please come back and close us out with a benediction?
Amen. Now raise your hands and say along with me, may the Lord watch between me and thee, while we're absent one from another. I decree and declare that this day will have great things and new things in store for me. In Jesus' name I decree it and declare it, and it is so. Go out and be great, because God made you that way. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And we'll hear you on the line on tomorrow. Goodbye for now.